friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Grieving mom begs parents to push past "I'm okay" after losing her 11-year-old daughter. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 11-year-old Michaela Villatoro should have been celebrating her 12th birthday. Instead, her grieving mom is pleading with parents everywhere to dig deeper when their kids say, "I'm okay." Helen Villatoro is living every parent's worst nightmare. Her beautiful daughter is gone, and the sudden tragedy leaves behind a million unanswered questions. The tragic death of Michaela Villatoro came at the girl's own hand, and her suicide completely shocked her loving family. One day, the bubbly 11-year-old was counting down to her birthday. The next, she was gone. She was fine. For her birthday, she got what she wanted. She wanted a PlayStation. She was getting a PlayStation, said the girl's heartbroken mother, Helen Villatoro. "It's not right. I should be celebrating her birthday, not mourning my daughter. It's the worst pain. It's the worst pain in the world. How can you even go to sleep to know that she's not there?" What has the family so in shock is the lack of warning signs. "She was always happy," Helen explained. "You can ask anyone, when have you seen Michaela cry?" Whether bullying or some private internal battle played a part in Michaela's decision to end her life, we'll never know. And that's one of the biggest struggles her family must overcome as they grieve. "So many I will never get answered," her mother sobs. "The main question is why? Why?" With this new, painful reality setting in, the grieving mom of Michaela Villatoro has some advice for other parents. She urges them to be vigilant in checking in on their child's mental health. Watch your kids closely, even if they say, "Mom, it's okay." No, push them, push them. Look in their phones, Helen Villatoro says. It's difficult to tell when a smile may be masking a deeper pain. Our prayers go out for the grieving family of Michaela Villatoro. And our hope is that her story will inspire those struggling with mental health to reach out and get help. If you or someone you love is facing this battle, please don't hesitate to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. "Hear my cry, God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will call to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Psalm 61, 1 through 2. Scary image shows why parents need to use caution when choosing bathing suits for kids. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Some may not realize, but blue bathing suits for kids is a bad idea. In fact, avoiding blue bathing suits can save a child's life. One image posted to Facebook proves this warning. The image was presented online by an Australian group called CPR Kids. In the image is a seemingly empty pool outside of a home. The bright blue pool looks as deep as it is beautiful. The picture, though, comes with a question. CPR Kids writes in their post, "What do you see underneath the water here? Take a good look. Anything? A child?" One of the group's educators made the scary discovery after she remarked how cloudy the water appeared. She had a child wearing a very dull blue swimsuit swim to the bottom. There they practically disappeared. For this reason, the group led by pediatric nurses urge parents to have their children only wear brightly colored swimsuits. This will help in drowning prevention with children. CPR Kids shared another post highlighting the significance of color difference in bathing suits. In this post, they write, "Remember, drowning is silent, and every second counts." This post includes two pictures, one with a kid wearing blue and another picture where the child is not. People have responded to both posts, some citing the information as scary and important. Both are very true. One person commented, "This is 100% correct. I thought I was carefully watching my three kids. My son had a bright blue Speedo sun shirt on that I didn't think anything of. He stepped backward off the step and went under. Originally, I thought he was under for only 3 seconds, but my cameras caught the whole thing, and it was 26 seconds. I can't believe I was within arm's reach of him and didn't notice because of his blue swim shirt." Their findings can even be applied to adults who do not know how to swim well, though adults, thankfully, are larger in size and therefore easier to spot.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.